Hey guys, it's Autumn Rain. Welcome back to a new episode of Beyond the Record. And today I have rising rapper Lamia here with me today. How are you doing, Lamia?
Hey, it's good to see you. I'm doing good. It's a nice, easy, breezy Thursday. So I'm happy to be here.
Yes. And I'm happy you're here too. We were just talking off camera. We're talking about Marvie's, her manager who I went to high school with. And she's just such a cool person. So shout out to Marvie for signing
this. Shout out OHTF out here trying to function. Shout out Marvie. We love you.
Yes, we love you, Mari. So we're gonna get talking about Lamia. So what would you say is how you got introduced to music? Like, tell me a little bit about your early childhood.
Well, growing up, my mom, she used to work in like music publishing, so like my childhood consisted of like oldie heavy 90s rap, hip-hop. But my mom's also like super into like neo soul and then, you know, like John Mayer, but it also got like to 50 Cent. And then I had my dad who was like a mixtape dude. So it was very much Jadakiss, just everybody, Jadakiss, Jay-Z, Stack Bundles, because, you know, he's from Queens, Far Rock, all of that. So it's just like a nice mix of like, yeah. And then as I got older, I got more into like indie pop. And just like different sounds. And I always wrote music though, like since I was a child. And then my senior year in high school, I had an ex who rapped and we were sitting in his friend's kitchen and they were like, we about to record. And I'm like, in this boy kitchen, like in his mother's house, like, okay.
And all right, I'm like, with it.
I'm like, well, okay, like let's get into it. And then the first song I ever recorded was a remix to Try Me by Dej Loaf. And that's still on SoundCloud today. And I sound crazy. I sound like a 5-year-old.
Like, oh my God. I love that. No, I love that. Right in his mother's kitchen. Like,
he was packed.
No, that's how it used to be. Like, bring back those memories. Like, that's how I used to really be in high school. We were just doing, like, I'm pretty sure I probably have a rap out there somewhere. Because that's what we were doing at that time.
Let me find out.
Oh, no. It's bad. If it's out there, it's bad. Trust me. It is bad. Like, I cannot rap for my life. I wish I could. I really wish I could, though. But I just cannot. So, who would you say is some of your favorite femcees out there?
Well, right now, Dolce the Don Dada. Oh, yes. Swamp Game, Alligators, all that, and all that. I love Tia Carine. And like OGs, especially when I first came out, like nobody even called me Lamia. Everybody just called me Lil Kim. And I'm like, y'all know, I really appreciate the compliment, but I do have a name. Like, I'm my own person. But that was also because I dropped the remix to... I can't even think of the name right now, but the remix is called Not Your Bitch. And it's obviously a remix to a Lil Kim song. So that kind of just took on a life of its own. So definitely Kim, Foxy, Eve. Oh my gosh, I love me some Eve.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, Missy Elliott. Like just really like the Mount Rushmore, the ladies, like for real.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't even know what to say after that. Like, those
they're
are my
legends.
Top, what was that, like 3 or 4? I can't count. I'm not a math girly.
No, seriously, they're all legends in their own right. And I love me some Lil' Kim. Like, I think she's my favorite for sure of the OGs. So yeah, love that. If you were to describe your own artistry in 3 words, how would you describe it?
It would definitely be ever-changing because... BYOV is kind of like a lead single right now, but the rest of the tape is definitely more intimate and vulnerable. I would definitely say sometimes I think my sound can be very vintage in terms of like my beat selection and my flow, but then I could also kind of like pep it up and get on like a dance pop track and really like play around with the beat. So I would say versatile. And just eclectic. Like, it's me in like a very concentrated sense. It's like my innermost direct thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely authentic to myself. That probably was more than three words, but you know.
It's okay. No, yeah. That's good. Especially people listening to you for the first time. I love to ask that question. It just to hear it from the artist's mouth and just say how you describe your own sound. So I love that. So your first, not first, but you released a song called DOG, which stands for Delusions of Grandeur, back in 2020, which I really, really love that song. You're welcome. Seriously. I was adding your songs like to my playlist, like the other day, like to my gym playlist and everything. So I love that.
No, I appreciate that.
Yeah, girl, seriously. So what was your mindset like during that release?
That was actually a few years ago. And I was making music with a lot of guys. Especially being a rapper, I feel like I end up in studio sessions or just like in group situations where I'm the only girl. Mm-hmm. And I think it was kind of like, as a woman being like in a male dominated industry, it was kind of like a fuck you. The song is very much like, fuck all y'all niggas, like for real, like. Mm-hmm. Y'all got delusions of grandeur. Y'all trying to play me, but I'm really like that. And the song was really, especially when you listen to the chorus, like it's really a good fuck you. It was like my femininity and sexuality. That's why all y'all niggas mad at me. Cause I could talk about my pussy and all that, but I think you really you can't talk about yours. To be honest, because I can talk about that, but I can talk about a lot of stuff. But mainly people critique female rappers. It's, oh, you talk about your pussy. But that's what y'all listen to. Those are the songs that get big. And if that wasn't what y'all were looking for, they wouldn't be as popular and people wouldn't keep doing it. So, like, let's ask the audience.
Mm-hmm. Let's analyze your lyrics. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you, like, exactly, like, what are you talking about? Like, now it's a problem when I talk about it. Like,
basically, because you can fuck all the bitches and, like, the bitches can't say nothing, like...
Yeah, they're mad. They're big mad, especially because now with the whole generation of like female rap, like coming up right now, we're all doing like, I'm a rapper, but you know,
no, women, you're a part of it. Media and all of that, like that is very much a part of it. Shaping the culture, the content, especially like integral part. Do not ever like,
thank
y'all,
you.
Okay.
No, thank you. Because I was like listening to like basically a lot of my favorite female rappers, or just like, I don't even say female rappers, you know, period, is they're talking about what these guys are talking about. The men are just mad because we're now profiting off of it. You know, we don't want to, like, you see all these different women, like you got WAP. Like WAP was amazing. You know,
that was huge. And people were mad. Like it was
big mad.
Oh my gosh, you would have thought they were talking about shooting up schools and shit. Mm-hmm. Like you would really think it was some, but it was not. It was just like I got some good pussy. Like
exactly. Savage, you know, like Megan really was holding it down. So I just feel like they're just big mad that these women are coming up here and messing up the game. They're like putting all of their, you know, they're putting all the cards on the table and they're winning and they're big mad. They're upset. So I hate that for them, but bye. Like, I really don't care.
Yeah, it don't matter. It don't even matter at this point. Like, we're here.
We're here. I mean, they're not going anywhere. They're not going anywhere. So
not for a very long time. Not at all, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. They're really shaping the culture. And I love that for them for sure. So we're going to get back into your music too, because, you know, you just released Bring Your Own Vices, which is, you know, an acronym BYOV. So which I feel like the tracks are definitely different in sound and also onto the topic as well. So where do you find your inspiration for that one?
BYOV, I was, my main inspiration, I guess, for that was my vices. Like the entirety of the project that BYOV is included on is kind of like, not kind of, but it is literally like a chronological sequence of, I guess you could say, like a sort of spiritual awakening coming into myself and just really facing myself. Like, what were my vices at the time? So I just got on a track like, we on bullshit. Like this, you on bullshit, we just gonna say it, we on bullshit. The track is just really, and it's just really me talking my shit. But, you know, I throw in, you know, a lot of my spiritual eclecticness that I like to always talk about because it's relevant to everything, especially for me.
Yeah.
I feel like if, you know, certain things that somebody has never heard of, if they hear it in a song, they might be, you know, inclined to dig deeper, find out what it is. What does she mean? What is that bar? Because people look at that. People look at lyricism and wordplay and things. So I like to kind of make it like a little deeper, add some layers to it, and still like definitely be my regular raunchy self. And yeah, but be playful about it too, but very much truthful. I'm gonna say truthful, and that was just me being honest with myself about, you know, maybe some BS. And the song is like, it's cute, it's cool to listen to, but it was definitely me just being honest, like, about the bullshit I was on at the time.
No, you were went off. Mari sent me that, and I was like, "Who is this? She's going off." I love Thank that. You were so confident in your delivery. I think that's what really stuck out to me in both of your songs. Like, it was just the confidence. Like, I even felt better listening to it. Like, I was telling you, I added them both to my gym playlist. And I was like, "I'm gonna be running." And I'm like,
oh, "That's what it's for. That's what it's for."
Yes, I love, like I said, like the production on there. So how did you get the beat? Like, how did that whole process work out?
Oh, first of all, shout out to my guy, my brother, Mike Tripp. Mm-hmm. He is, honestly, he produces probably like, I would say like a good 60 to 70% of the beats that I rap on. But he sent me that beat. Original name of it was Grouch. That's how much I fuck with the beat. I know what he named it. And I kind of just was like, I had the lyrics already high key, and I heard the beat and I was like, oh, I've got something for this, and just started tweaking. And like not too long later, we was in a studio. It was me, my boyfriend at the time, my little brother, and Tripp, and we went there and we did the damn thing.
Yeah, no, you sure did. You sure did. That emoji, you know, when it's like the little girl and like the house is on fire in the background. That's how I felt when you left the studio.
Yes, my little brother was like, are you rich? You're a rapper. I was like, no, baby, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. The song is good, though. Let's hope. Let's hope. Fingers crossed. Like, let's see what it do.
Yes. So I noticed that, like, you know, DOG came out in 2020 and this one BYOV came out in 2024. So I know you had a gap between at least the releases you had like on streaming. So what was that? How was that transitional time for you and your music?
Oh, it was super. Well, from DOG to BYOV, in that gap, I met my Tripp Terrell. I met him. So that was a huge course correct for me, or like a pivot, I guess. Definitely the pandemic was like a huge part of that. Actually during that time, I was like, damn, I can't record. So I ended up just buying a whole bunch of studio equipment and building a studio in the crib.
I love that.
And then, yeah, I just kind of, with that COVID period, like I definitely gave myself some time. I also moved. I was moving a lot. I was going through a lot of like personal stuff and like career job stuff. So I was just like really kind of all over the place for the most part. So I had to like sit down, get my mind right. And then by the time I sat down, I was able to really reflect. Mm-hmm. And that's when the change in my mindset happened. And that's how the new music kind of started bubbling. I did drop a little freestyle like last year, 2 years ago, to a Freddie Gibbs beat on YouTube. So that's up there too. But I definitely was not consistent as far as streaming. Honestly, before streaming, I was a big SoundCloud head. I will always advocate for SoundCloud because we don't have stuff like that paid for, like LimeWire or anything. So you need a place to, you know, for DJs to post their mixes, for artists to post their remixes, because you can't really do that on streaming and stuff. So
yeah,
I have those two songs on streaming, and also I did a feature for another one of the homies, St. Chris. Shout out to him. The song's called Eve Jean on his William 4 tape, which is super dope. But that also kind of had a played a big part in BYOV and my, you know, just my mental turnaround, because that song is super dope and it really spoke to where I was at the time, just coming into being a woman and having to sit my ass down for the pandemic and really think and write and having the time and space to do that. So yeah.
Okay, so I think you go through just like creative hurdles sometimes, but you always found a way. And that's what I love. I can hear that in your music, you know, you building a studio in your house. Like I did the same thing during the pandemic. Like I had to like build stuff like for my Well, I had always ideas of a podcast, but, you know, actually going and making that trip to get my equipment and everything like that, yes, setting up like, stuff. Right? It is. It's just like when the pandemic started, it's just like everything kind of went on pause. It's just like, it sucks. It sucks. And, you know, it's just beautiful that it didn't kill your creativity, you know, in the midst of all that. So,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know you are a mother now. I want to congratulate you on that. You're welcome.
One next month. I'm like, damn, where does the time go? Like,
really?
Yeah, I have like, oh my gosh, I don't even, where does it go?
Oh my gosh. So how is navigating motherhood and music?
It's actually been kind of easy. His dad raps. I'm also in the process of working/signing to my son's grandfather, who is a OG in the music industry. His name is Denz. He was actually a part of the 90s rap group, The Outsiders. Mm. So working with, like, it's very much a family affair. Like, it's real easy. Like, we'll all be in the studio together, you know. My baby father, he'll be holding a baby while I'm rapping or doing something with his dad, or we're all just chilling while his dad is making beats, taking pictures, making videos. Like, it's like definitely a family thing. And it's so cool that I get to, like, my son, music is in his blood. So he's definitely, his mom, his dad rap, his grandfather's a rapper. Like, it's very much a family affair.
I was going to ask that too, because I was unsure. I knew that you had a child, but I was unsure like how old the child was. So that's really cool. I was going to ask if, you know, your son has experience, obviously like you in the studio, but has his own interest in music. Do you think, like, what would be a like kind of dream career in music you think you'd want for your son?
Really, I'm just interested in seeing who he becomes in this world and how he chooses to navigate things. I think music will definitely be a huge part of his life. I can't speak to whether or not he's gonna, you know, he could be a producer, he could be an engineer, he could be a rapper, he could be a singer, he could be I don't really know. He's like, he's so smart and just very independent at the age of like, what, 11 months? It's crazy. He likes to bang. He has a little piano. He sees his grandfather with his beat pad and the keyboard and the turntables, so he's very much aware. And he does like music. Like, oh my gosh, don't put on some Miss Rachel, it's over. Pop Little Bunny, it's a rap. Everybody has to be quiet, it's over. So I'm kind of interested in seeing it myself. I'll get back to you. Hopefully, you never know what happens.
Yeah. Would you ever have him like on one of your songs or tracks too? Like, or like, you know, like an interlude or anything?
Oh yeah, definitely. That's generational wealth between royalties and all of that. When celebrities do that with their kids, it's cool to do creatively, but when you get those royalties, that publishing, like that stuff, your kids can eat on forever because their names are on it. Mm-hmm. So definitely something like that, whether it's a sample or, you know, maybe he's interested in my instrument and he's just, whatever way, really, it's really up to him, but I would love to. That's kind of my dream. I want to write a song about him, but every time I start, I'm just like, I cry. So I just...
Oh my God, you're gonna make me cry.
No, seriously, like I have the words, but it's just kind of like, I don't know. It's like, how can I put this feeling, this experience into words, really? So when I do, the world will know.
Yeah. I was saying, maybe one day you'll even have a collab with him. Like, that would be so cool.
Yes, yeah. Wouldn't it? A real family track. Like, we all meet him, his dad, his grandpa, like, just real generational vibes. I'm here for it.
Oh, God. So who are some artists that you would love to collaborate with in the future?
Oh, Tia Corrine for sure. Tia Corrine, like, I already see it. I'm just speaking it into existence. So, girlfriend, yes. When you see this, call at me.
But yes, we gonna tag her.
Her flow is crazy. Like, yeah, Tia Corrine. That's like on the top, very tip top of my mind right now, just straight up.
Mm-hmm. No, yes, I see it too. We're going to tag her in this. So she will be seeing this. And she better hit that inbox, you know, or that DM. We don't care. Comment.
Yes. Like, subscribe. Right.
And, you know, I wouldn't be a good journalist if I didn't hint. I keep hearing hints that you're giving me a project coming out. So yay. What I keep hearing this, oh, this is, you know, like the first single and blah, blah, blah. So I have to ask, what are the rest of your plans music wise for the year? And give me some deets on that project.
Well, for the rest of the year, well, what is it? It's like the end of September now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have a video that I'm working on that's in the process of being worked out, edited, all of that, for BYOB. I love that video. It's so dope. It's so funny too, because I was just acting a fool in it. It was just like my, when I was there filming it, like it was, I was around friends and family. So I was just having a ball. Oh. It was not even like work for me. And as for the rest of the year, I'll probably focus on, I really want to get deeper and have a very, what's the word? A very intricate rollout. I want to take my time with this. Like, I don't want to just throw the singles out. I really want to take my time and present them properly and give them a chance to stick.
Yeah. So
I'm going to drop everything too quickly. And then it's like, oh, it's all out there. And now is that's, to me, it just seems very anticlimactic, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to take my time with this because I took my time making everything. I put a lot of effort and energy into it. And then I keep writing more music and making more music. And I'm just like, am I going to keep all these tracks? Like, I'm still swapping stuff out. So it really just depends. But I have some dope stuff on the way. I've actually performed two other tracks quite a few times that are on the project but aren't out. One is Peanut Butter Leather and the other one is Pink. So okay. I'm not going to give too much info on those. But if you know, you know. And if you've seen me perform them, then you know. So, yes. So that I'm very excited about. And then my birthday's in January, so I definitely got to do something big for that.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. You need to do, oh my God, I would love to see you perform those songs because yes. Now
listening
I'm like.
Party, definitely, because I love to get around everybody and vibe out and see like in-person reactions. Mm-hmm. I did that before with a video release of mine and it was so, so fun. I definitely would love to do that again. So when I do, I hope you're there.
I'm there. I was about to say, you better hit me up. You know,
you know me
now. Yeah. You better hit me up. I want to be there. I love listening parties. I love them. Especially, you know, I did this interview with Dende, I want to say a year or two ago, and we spoke about having listening parties with women there and how the women were just so much more receptive of the music and honest about it than the guys were. And I was like, that's so true. Like, we're going to tell you how it is. If you see us vibing, shaking our head, like whatever, even if we on our phones, like even paying attention, the music like just captivates us and you're going to see it in our body movements, see it in our facial expressions. So,
I cannot wait.
So before we go, and then we're going to get onto our hot topic, I just want to know, where can everyone follow you, listen to your music, and then just keep up for your new releases?
Yes. So on all social media platforms, including SoundCloud, I'm at Soli Lamia. So that's at SoleyLamia. YouTube, SoundCloud, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, not really on there, but I will be. I'm learning to get into my content creator bag. I'm not there yet. I'm really some rappity rap ass nigga. I'm the nigga that freestyle over beats in the club. Like, so I'm trying to get into my content creator bag.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all bear with me, but I'm gonna get right with you. So, and that's me on everything.
Yes, it was so great talking to you. And
thank you. It was great talking to you too. It was a very natural flow conversation. You asked great questions. And you're just so charismatic and beautiful. So thank you for having me.
Girl, so are you. So are you. Thank you. So we're going to get into our hot topic, which I am so, so happy to talk to you about because it's based on your new song, Bring Your Own Vices, BYOV, which is out now on all streaming platforms. So
Yes, yes.
You better be listening to it and adding it to your playlist. So we're going to talk about what is a vice of yours that you still have or are working on right now. So
realistically, a vice that has been constantly impacts me like my whole life, time management. Time management. Busting my head right now for real. Like, as a mother, I'm in school, I'm an artist, like I'm getting my entrepreneurial bag. So time management is like super key. And in relation to the song, I would say definitely like navigating relationships. I talk about it a little bit briefly, but more so in a very casual sense, as far as like my sexuality. And then of course, like euphemisms for like recreational drugs and just like bullshit and drama. Which is definitely a common theme throughout the rest of the project too. Like just my thoughts on all of that. And of course, you know, my little mystic shit that I be on. And just alchemy and finding balance and that duality in, you know, talking my shit and being honest about my shortcomings, but still popping my shit. Like, yeah, I'm all this, but I'm still this at the same time. So it is what it is. And yeah, it's like, bring your own vices. Like, I got mine, bring yours. What's up? Like, if I see you and you see me, then it is what it is.
No, I agree. Especially with the, to get to your first vice too, with the time management, I feel like I am conditioned to almost, it's like looking at my email, looking at my like text messages overnight, because I'm a do not disturb girly. Like, for sure, 11 o'clock hit, do not disturb. Like, unless you my mama, like, don't call me. I won't talk to nobody. I'm tired. So I would say that, like, I love a good calendar app, you know, to keep track of things.
A good planner and some good pens to keep me motivated. I'm a stationery girl. Like, I love paper notebooks, calendars, organizing stuff, like,
Same. We were talking about, you know, your entrepreneurial bag too. And I'm thinking, like, digital products, like the girls are killing it on Etsy with their digital planners and stickers and all that type of stuff. I love that. Like, I'm not like, my planner is not that cute yet. Yeah, we're working on it. But I also suggest, it's not an ad, by the way, Notion is such a good app. Like, I use it to just like task management and all that type of stuff, like to keep me, you know, updated and stuff like that. So totally suggest that. This is not an ad. I really do love it.
Check that out, because I need something like that. I'm always looking for like new little stuff. I have like apps on my laptop. Like, I'm a big fan of Trello. And then I need something that I can use for my phone though. Trello is good on my computer, and I have a whiteboard that has two sides. So one side is like a calendar and the other side is like quadrants of, you know, different tasks that I have to do. But I'm going to look into Notion, because I need something for my mobile that I can keep up with.
It's good on your phone. I love it on my iPad and my computer, literally all three. Like, I love it. It just keeps me so, and that's trying to get in a habit of checking that the first like thing I do in the morning. So yeah, definitely. I would say my personal vice that I'm working on is saying no, the art of saying no, but then not feeling guilty. That's the part that be eating me up. Cause I'm like, no, I'm a boss bitch. Like, no, like don't bother me. I said no, period. And then I get back home and I'm like, oh my God, this person upset with me because I set a boundary. Like, I'm so like fake with it. I try to be hard so, so bad and just like so false. I'm like,
so bad though.
It's a good thing and it's a bad thing. It's kind of like one of those interview questions when you're getting a job, like, what's something you need to work on? And it's like, oh, I work too hard, you know? And I feel like it's one of those answers, but it really is something I think I've always dealt with. Even to get to the point where just saying no, I would never do it. I would just say yes to everything. Like, I'll go to this place, I'll show up at this event. And I feel like I do have a really good group of friends who aren't like that, who aren't going to get mad at me if I say no. But I think
it's important.
Yeah. And I like, got PTSD from all the people that were just like angry with me for setting a boundary, you know? So that's the part where I'm just trying not to feel guilty with saying no. And I saw this TikTok or Instagram, but I don't know what it was. And they were just like, you need to put at least 1 hour of the day that is just for yourself. Like, if you're going to read, you're going to take a nap, like whatever it is, but nice. Just for yourself. So outside of, you know, media stuff and writing, I like reading. So I'm trying to like, I'm back in my reading bag. I already hit my goal for the year already. So I'm happy about that. Yeah. So I just feel like that's definitely, you know, something I do want to work on in the future. It's just hard.
Yeah, I love that for you.
Thank you.
Keep personal boundaries and don't let these people play with you. It is hard though, because sometimes I'm like, I'd rather have a problem with somebody else than have a problem with myself. Because sometimes I do worry about the same thing. I'm like, oh, I feel so good being in my bed a little earlier than I would have had I said yes. Or I feel so good being able to like reset, unwind, and prepare for the next thing because I'm not so jam-packed. Because I feel like that's a big part of time management too, is how much energy and time you give to other people. And that requires boundaries too. So
it does.
Congrats to you on that.
Thank you. I know. I love that you said that you'd rather have a problem with someone else than yourself. Like, no, that's a word. No, I love that.
I gotta go home and live with myself after this, look in a mirror and, you know, so.
Yeah. That's the one thing I learned from that video. If I find it, I'll definitely, you know, tag it in there. And they said that you should do your hardest task first of the day because it's going to be looming. I hate that.
I feel like I can't do anything else. It's the ADHD. I was like, oh no, I have one thing to do at 1 p.m. Because I was struggling. I was like, all right, we got this Zoom, but you do still have other stuff. And I'm like, girl, focus, figure it out.
I'm the same way. But no, I love that tidbit that you said. Like, that is what we're going to leave with today, that we'd rather be mad at someone else than ourselves, because we deserve to unwind and chill. And not be a servant to others. Okay. So for our last thing today, before Lamia goes, which I'm actually really sad about.
We're going to talk.
Yes. So we're going to get to know Lamia a little bit more with some rapid fire questions. So here we go. So what is your zodiac sign?
I'm a Capricorn sun, Pisces moon, Libra rising. Yes, I'm an astral girly OD. I'm annoying, actually.
No, I am too. No, we're going to chat because I am too. Who was your teen celebrity crush?
I don't know, I like Niecy Nash for a long time. Or like, you know, LL Cool J. Like, I like hella older people, he's just so grown ass people. As a kid, I really liked LL Cool J. Like, girl.
He fine.
No, seriously.
Niecy Nash is beautiful. So, you got good taste.
Thank you.
No, I said the thing with my mom, like, I love Method Man. And my mom's like, he's like a couple years younger than me. Like, what's wrong with you?
That's a classic find.
But who would play you in a biopic of your own life?
You want to know, just to be annoying, I would probably have like a guy play me just to be Aggie. Like John Travolta in Hairspray, like something like that. I probably have a guy play me. And okay. But who would it be? I don't know. It would have to be like somebody short and brown. Omarion. I don't know. And make it like a musical and just have him pop locking through the whole thing. Like, who knows?
I love that. No, that's good. That kind of reminds me of, what's it called? We'll talk about off camera. Yeah. an artist or song that you have on repeat right now.
I love PnB Rock. Rest in peace to him.
Yeah.
So I've been listening to Feelings by PnB Rock on repeat.
Yeah, that's a good one. a place that you'd love to live one day?
Anywhere but America. Where would I love to live? Somewhere. I don't know. Climate change has me thinking a lot about that.
That's true.
I want to be somewhere where like it's like secluded enough so if the apocalypse starts I have enough time to like do my doomsday prep, but also near the water. But it's like climate change, you fuck around, drown, be underwater. I really don't know. That's a good question.
No, you're
good question.
Let me see. A song or artist that made you want to pursue music?
I always say this, but Jadakiss, like, I loved it. Like, he really fathered me musically, mm-hmm. like, as far as my flow and raps. Like, Jadakiss, definitely Jadakiss.
I love Jadakiss. 5 things you have in your purse at all times.
There needs to be a lighter, because I don't never got a lighter. a lip liner, my wallet, lip gloss, a mini perfume.
Mm.
And what's the 4th one? What's always my keys?
Yes. My house keys.
But I have hand sanitizer that's attached to my house keys. And that is the most important thing. That's 5, hand sanitizer.
No, yes. Seriously. You'll be so many places. I'll go out with my friends and they're like, I'm the girl that always has a bag on her. Like, do you have a hand sanitizer? I'm like, yeah, I'm not touching my hands. Food. Like, no, I'm not get sick. A place you'd like to perform.
So I have 2, short term and long term. So short term, I would say like South by Southwest. Long term, I would like to headline Afropunk.
Ooh.
Love me some Afropunk, bro. Ooh.
Oh my God. No, that, I can see that. I can see that.
Oh, I love Afropunk.
I definitely could see you on a stage at a festival. I feel like you would kill like a festival look. Like I haven't definitely like stalked your Instagram look. Enough, but I feel like you kill an Instagram, a festival look. So, if I weren't a rapper, I would be blank.
Oh, a psychologist. I'm actually in school right now working towards a psychology degree. So definitely psychology. I'm like super spiritual and I do like reading. So I feel like having like a psychology degree would definitely add a more professional, I guess, in the material realm. Legitimate. So that I love to work with people and study the human mind and behavior and pattern recognition and all of that. So psychologist. Okay.
Psychology is cool. The class I had in college was really hard, but I learned a lot and I still like remember it. So I don't know, some psychology on me. Lastly, 1 thing you want to manifest for yourself for the rest of the year. So let me say that again. 1 thing you want to manifest for yourself for the rest of the year.
I feel like it's all already coming to fruition for real. Like you can't start with manifestation without gratitude first. So I am deeply rooted in my gratitude right now. And I am 110% sure that whatever it is that's on my heart is on its way to me. Like, and that's just what it is. Yes. So everything is everything right now. Even just being here, that's a manifestation. Like, so I'm there already. I love that.
Thank you.
Yes.
I love that. Well, it was so nice speaking with you. And be sure to listen to BYOV on all streaming platforms.
Yes,
and,
or else.
Yes, or else. Seriously. But yeah, thank you so much for being here. It was a lovely conversation.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I can't wait to rewatch and laugh at myself.